From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. All during this period of quarantine, we're revisiting some archival performances and interviews. This one comes from 2015. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we take you to our ground floor performance room, The Green Space, for the first in a new series of Soundcheck pop-up events. They're short, mid-afternoon sessions where people sneak out of work and spend a half hour or so with us and a great artist or band. Today's guest is Buster Poindexter. Buster is the alter ego of this singer, David Johansen, frontman for this hugely influential glam punk band, the New York Dolls. About a boy child coming, like a son of a gun. In the late 70s, David's solo career took off thanks to songs like Funky But Chic. Funky, funky but chic. Then in the mid-80s, David Johansen introduced us to Buster Poindexter, who looked like a survivor of a tragic accident at a hair gel factory and who sang all kinds of pre-rock and roll music. Buster and his improbable pompadour became famous thanks to his cover of the Caribbean song Hot, Hot, Hot. Now, Buster Poindexter is back. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. And in our pop-up event at the Green Space, he and his band gave us a bit of a preview. You can hear all of the songs and see them on our website. But for this podcast, before the audience ever filed in, they performed one of David Johansen's own songs, and you'll be hearing that shortly. As you will now hear, David Johansen is an entertaining guy to talk to. He does tend to wander away from his microphone, so I spent a fair amount of time wrangling him back to the mic. I've edited most of that out, except for one moment. Anyway, that New York Dolls song we were hearing just a moment ago was a cover of Hoochie Coochie Man by Muddy Waters, and that sort of neatly leads to our first question for Buster Poindexter. So recently, we marked the 100th birthday of Alan Lomax, the American folklorist, you know, without whom we wouldn't know Muddy Waters, and without Muddy Waters, no Rolling Stones. Mm. He was the first to record Lead Belly and Woody Guthrie, et cetera.
So, probably no Harry Smith.
Harry Smith, another great American folklorist.
We're just like decimating our heritage here by saying if there was no Alan Lomax, it's just like, there would be no reason to go on, you know. But with this great music, oh my God.
So do you have like sources that you go back to over and over again to cull material from?
Oh God, no. I mean, yes, no. I like the same songs I liked when I was a kid. Plus I like about 11 billion more songs. So I think everything kind of like transcends and includes, you know, like you're already there, but you're still there because you were there, and there's something new happening, and you're putting that to this and to that, and it all comes out like this.
Hmm. How much work goes into this? And by this, I mean the hair.
Oh, the hair.
Thank you.
I've kind of got my hair trained like this, but If I don't do anything to it, it'll be like fall down in my face, and I'll look like the guy in the Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl?
Yes.
All right, so now Buster has not made a record. I'm going to talk about Buster as if he's not here. I'm going to talk about him in the third person.
Buster, we talk about him all the time.
Buster hasn't made a record since the 90s, although he's, you know, doing this Cafe Carlyle residency and has done stuff like that in the past. But how do you know when it's time to dust off Buster and put him back out in front of people?
Well, you know, I had been on the road with the Dolls. We got together to do one show and wound up playing for 8 years and making three records and never being home, really, living on buses and stuff. And so then came back to New York for a while and kind of took a break from that. And I started realizing, you know, New York is really, it's just like fabulous, you know? Yeah. It's such a great place, especially after you've been to all these other places that, well, you're there. No, I mean, we went all around the world, though. You know, we went to, like, China and, you know, everywhere. So I thought, you know, I really want to stay in New York for a while because I've really had enough of that former epoch for a while. So I just figured I'd come up with an act that could really only play New York. You know, if we went, like, more than 100 miles from here, people would just be like... So that's kind of... Yeah. That's not really the thought process, but that's the subconscious creative spark.
All right, so Buster Poindexter and the band, under whatever name you're calling it, at the Cafe Carlyle, getting a little bit of a preview of what you guys are likely to be doing there today, our Soundcheck pop-up event in the green space. Buster Poindexter, live on Soundcheck.
Welcome to the pop-up. We're going to do a song now that was, it's about 105 years old. And so you think, like, well, 105 years old, this song is going to be all like, rooty tooty tooty. But it's not. It's a poignant tune that was written by Bert Williams, who was a vaudevillian. Put up with a lot of shit because he was a black guy. And it's really very applicable to present times. You know, when you write a song and it doesn't really get so dated. I mean, this song benefits with the fact that art music is so popular these days. The cats play art. Not here. But. When life is filled with clouds and rain, and I'm filled with nothing and pain. Who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says, here's $76, go out and get yourself a little something to eat. Go on, why don't you? Nobody. I never done nothing to nobody, and I never got nothing from a nobody. I sold until I get something from a somebody. Whoa, I never do nothing for nobody. I no time. When
when I was in that railroad wreck. And I thought I'd cashed in my last check. Who took the engine off my neck? Nobody. One time when things was looking bright, I started to whittle on a stick one night. Who cried out, "What's out there? That's dynamite!" Not a soul. I never done nothing to nobody. I never got nothing from nobody. No, I'm so until I get something from somebody.
So that is Nobody, a song from Burt Williams from the early 20th century. David Johansen is Buster Poindexter, song and dance man.
Thank you.
Very much in the Burt Williams mode.
That's like Paul Muni is Public Enemy number one. I love that.
Is that as far back as you go?
I think so, yeah. At this point, yeah.
Because Burt Williams wasn't just a song and dance man. He was also an actor. He was an early silent film actor.
Yeah, he made a couple of movies. Yeah.
And you've done, you know, acting throughout your career, sort of simultaneously as you've been pursuing music. When you first created Buster, was he kind of like a character?
No, I mean, you know, it's not really a character. It's really just a name of like a band. You know what I mean? But I'll give you a quick rundown. I was in a Dodge Ram van doing about 300 nights a week, opening mainly for heavy metal acts in hockey rinks with the David Johansen group. And I was listening to, we had the cassettes then with the headphones, Walkman, I believe they were called. I can't remember. And I would listen to a lot of like jump blues and things like that.
Jordan, people like
that. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, Jimmy Liggins. I started getting into that big time. And I much preferred it to listening to like the drivel that was being spoken in the van. So I kind of came up, you know, I want to sing some of these songs. So I used to hang out at Tramps when I was in New York because I lived around the corner. And they had great acts there, you know, like Big Joe Turner and Big Maybell and Big J. McNeely, all the bigs. And they were, you know, the bar was open, but the showroom, the little showroom in the back was closed on Monday. So I thought I'll do four Mondays and I'll be able to sing these songs and get it out of my system. And then I called it Buster Poindexter so people wouldn't come and be going, you know, funky butt cheek, you know. So it just kept going, you know. Yeah. It became very popular very quick. And it gave me a chance to sing like anything. It's such a beautiful conceit, Buster Poindexter, you know, because I could sing anything I want, you know. So it's not like if you come and see David Johansen or the Dolls, you know, you're going to get those tunes. Right. But with me, or this aspect of me, let's put it that way.
Well, now, how clearly do you try and delineate David Johansen from Buster? Does Buster still do any of David's songs?
Not at the moment, but I'm thinking, you know, like next season at the Carlisle, What do you think of Buster Poindexter sings the songs of David Johansen?
That'd be good.
I would pay cash money to hear Buster Poindexter sing Frenchette.
Really?
I would indeed. Cool. In the meantime, though, there's this whole world of music out there. And, you know, you started this as Four Mondays in an unused part of Tramps. What do you think drew the rest of us in? Is it the same thing that drew you in?
Yeah, it's fun, you know, and I have, like, really exquisite tastes. So, like, the songs I pick, everybody goes, wow, that's a cool song, you know. Because, you know, I have a radio show on Sirius, and I play cool songs.
Then you should know about microphones. Get closer to the microphone. Jesus, man.
You know, I don't really talk a lot on the radio. I just play
just
songs.
Just sit there looking pretty?
I play songs, and I kind of say non sequiturs.
And what do you play on the show? It's on Sirius, right?
Yeah. No, I play everything, you know, opera, jazz, rock and roll, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Boubacar Traoré fan.
Ooh, yeah, great West African guitarist.
Play a lot of Cuban music.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Puerto Rican music. Boogaloos, because that's kind of like Puerto Ricans on acid.
In New York. Boogaloo was a New York thing.
Yeah. New York is the greatest place that ever was.
Are we pandering? Yes, we are pandering.
No, I'm serious, because, you know, like all this real estate stuff that's going on now, that will all crumble. But we will still be here.
Buster Poindexter, live on Soundcheck.
had my humanity. I've been the cause of all this insanity. Whole damn world got so much uncertainty. Sure wish you'd see something in me. You think I'm a whore, but I got a heart of gold. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're locking your doors, you're leaving me out in the cold. But I've been bought and baby, I've been sold, and I need protection from the cold. Yeah, baby. I need protection.
That is Buster Poindexter, the alter ego of singer David Johansen, doing one of David's own songs called Heart of Gold. You can actually see that as well as hear it on our website, newsounds.org. This is a song that he and the band performed before the audience came into the green space for the soundcheck pop-up event, but most of the rest of the set was really kind of upbeat, and the feeling of this song didn't quite get with the rest of the live set, so we did this one separately. Anyway, you can see and hear the entirety of the live performance in front of the audience at the green space on our website, newsounds.org. And after all was said and done, in the best showbiz tradition, Buster Poindexter had his band play him off. And that's going to do it for this edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews, going through our archives occasionally, as we did for today's event in the green space. The music was mixed by Chase Culpon and George Wellington. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. And I want to thank the Green Space crew, Ricardo Fernandez, David McLean, and Gaines Laguerre. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for Soundcheck.